We're on Mem Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Actually, we had this Mishnah mentioned before. Kol makom sheyesh mecher ein knas, kol makom sheyesh knas ein mecher. Ketana yesh lo mecher ve'en lo knas. Wherever a father has the ability to sell his daughter as an amma, then there's no knas, meaning when she's a ketana. And wherever there is a knas, meaning when she's a nara, the father has no koach to sell her, because if he sold her when she's a ketana, she goes out when she becomes a nara. Right? Ketana yesh lo mecher vein lo knas, nara yesh lo knas vein lo mecher, habogeres ein lo lo mecher velo knas. And a bogeres neither. The father can't sell her when she's a bogeres, because since he can't sell her when she's a nara. And there's no knas by a bogeres either, only by a nara. And this is the mayor, the Gemara is going to say right now. Okay. Kol makom Rashi, sheyesh mecher la'ab vito dahainu bekatnusa. As long as she's a ketana, he can sell her as an amma. Ein lo bo knas. Ein knas lo ketana. This Mishnah holds that there's no knas by a ketana. Kol makom sheyesh knas, mishehi nara. When there's knas, when she's a nara, ein mecher. The Tanya Yochol Yimkor Adam Bitok Shinara, right? The Brisa says in Erechin, I might think a father can sell his daughter when she's a Nara. Amart Mechura Kvar Yotza Achshav Sheina Mechura Inodin Shaloti Mokir. If he sold her when she's a Ketana, one of the ways she goes out is by becoming a Nara. So if she's a Nara now, of course he can't sell her to begin with. If she goes out when she's sold as a Nara, surely you can't sell a Nara. Om Rav Yehuda Marav Zu Divrei Rav Meir. This Mishnah is Rav Meir. Aval Chachamim Omrim Yesh Lo Knas Makom Mecher. But the Chachamim hold that a Ketana also has a Knas. And when the Torah said Nara, it meant even a Nara. And surely a Ketana. The Tanya, Ketana Midas Yom Echad V'ad Shetovish Tesiris, Yesh Lo Mecher Ve'en Lo Knas. A Ketana, from the time that she brings two Saros, so she's a Gedola, or a Nara, it's from the time she's one day old till she is a Nara, she has the father can sell her, but there's no Knas if she's an Onis or Mefuta. Mishetovish de Saros, ad she is Bagir, when the time she brings two Saros, till 6 months later when she becomes a Bogeres, Yesh lo Knas vein lo Mecher. During those 6 months, she is Nenas, or Mefuta, there's knas, but the father can't sell her anymore. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. Shehayu Rav Meir Omer, kol makom sheyesh mecher ein knas, v'kol makom sheyesh knas ein mecher. So Rav Meir said that mecher is exclusive of knas, and knas exclusive of mecher. Whenever there's mecher, there's no knas, and wherever there's knas, there's no mecher. The Chachamim Omerim, however, the Chacham argue on Rav Meir, and they say, ketanami bas gimel shon v'yomechad, v'ad she's titi bagger, yesh lo knas. Right, before 3 years old, so the Basulim come back, so there's no Maisa Bia. So therefore there's no Inyan of Onus and Mafata on a less than a 3 year old. Necher is from the time she's 1 day old. You can sell her when she's a 1 day old baby. But there's no Inyan of Knas when she's 1 day old till she's 3 years old. So from the time she's 3 years old till she's a Bogeres, through Naris. In other words, through the time she brings two Saros and 6 months later, there's all, during all that time, she can get a knas. Yesh lo knas. Mara says, knas in mecher lo. During that time, you can't sell her, just knas. No, ema af knas, b'mokom mecher. Right? The Chachamim hold that not only can she, you also have a knas. During some of the time, you have also mecher. Till the time she becomes a nara, you can sell her also. Rashi, Zudiv Reb Meir, the Omer ain't Knas l'Ketana. Reb Meir holds that Knas is only by a Nara, and the Chachamim argue that Knas also applies to a Ketana. Ibaz Gimel Shonim, Shebiyos Abiyah, the Ein Besuleh Chozer. Because before that, it's not called a Mais Abiyah, so there can't be a Knas. Mecher lo Bitmia, Af Knas Mokom Mecher, Mishitehe Ru'uya Labiyah, Ad Shetovish Teisairus, Havitarvayu. The Rabbanan hold, from the time that she's 3 years old, till she brings two Saras and becomes a Nara, there is what's it called, Mecher, and mecher is even before that, and there's also knas even at umishay via Cyrus achitibti boger knas velo mecher. From the time she brings Cyrus till she becomes a bogeris, there's knas alone. Okay, back into the Gemara. Omer Rav Chisda, my time at the Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir hold that a katana doesn't have knas? Omar Kro, the lo siya le'isha, the mahava atzma akosa medaber. Right, the lo siya le'isha means that tihye, that she can make a marriage. But when she's a katana, she can't make a marriage. Only her father can marry her off. But she can't make a marriage, therefore, there's no knas. One of the tznoyim of knas is that the lo siya le'isha. Rabbanon Omresh Lakish Omarkra Nara Afiluktana Bamashma. Whenever it says Nara, it means even a Ktana. Okay. And therefore what's it called? Therefore a Ktana is included. Shomara Papa Breder of Chanon Mibe Kluchis. Ozul Omra Kamedra of Shimi Barashi. So he heard this diuk that the Rabbanon hold that whenever it says Nara, it means a katana too. And he went to, and he said it in front of Rav Shim Barashi. Omerle asuna homas nisula. You learn this that the Rabbanan said whenever it says nara, it means a katana too. On this Mishnah, anana homas nisula. We learn it on a different what's it called Reish Lakish. What Reish Lakish says nara filu katana, going on a different Mishnah. Omer Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said what he said, that a nara includes a katana on the following. Hamotzi shemra la katana potter. Person marries a katana, his father gives her over to marriage, and the person's motzi shemra. He claims that she wasn't a basula. So he's potter from the knas. Shenemar, the nosnu la aviha nara, nara mole dibra kosu. There it says nara mole with a hey at the end. When it says nara mole, it means a full nara, not a ketana. Maskiflor of Adabarava, time of the Kosov Rachmona nara, because the Torah wrote nara fully with a hay. Ho lav hochi havi amina filu ketana. Mashim, wherever it's not with a hay, it says nara but without a hay, there I would say it includes even a ketana. Just because it wrote nara full, that it means only a nara, not a ketana. But wherever the Torah said nara without a hay, it could mean a ketana too. Right? Lo nimtzu besulim lanara lanara pesach besovia uskalua uktana la basonchinu he. Right? Lamaisa, what's it called over here, it can't mean a ketana. Because it says if it's true, then you take her out and you kill her. But a katana you don't kill, she doesn't know, it's not a basonchin. So it can't mean a katana in this case. Elaka nara, homokum shenemar nara afilu katana b'mashma. Here it means dafka anara. But everywhere else where it says nara without a hay, there it can mean what's it called, a katana also. Right? Just dafka over here it means that, because it can't mean anything else. But if it wouldn't be for the fact that it's impossible to mekayim this halacha by a ketana, it would mean a ketana also. So wherever else it says nara without a hay, it means a ketana too. Rashi, my time at the Rav Meir, the omer ketana in lo knas, the omer krog gabi knas, the lo siya leisha b'mahava atzma mishi yesh biyoda lahaknos atzma leisha sakos medaver. But somebody who has the ability to marry herself off, a ketana doesn't have that ability. Only her father can marry her off. Ahomas nisola lahad dureish lakish the omer komakom shenichtav nara below hay the karino nara lilmod alaktana ba. Wherever it's written in the Torah nara without a hay, it means to tell me she doesn't have to be a full nara, but even a nara and even a ketana. Shemra lo matzasi lebitcha besulim. Motzi shemra is the case where the man marries the woman and he claims he wasn't a besula, and then we prove that she was, so he has to pay 100 shekel to the father. Potter, the va'anshu also mea kesef and nosnu la'aviha nara moleksi. Over there it says the nosnu la'aviha nara with a hay. So there it means only a nara, not a ketana. Elekan nara, haydechsiv nara mole, lav legluye ole. It's not to tell me that here has to be a nara, because I know she has to be a nara. Because otherwise the pasuk can't be, because it says if it's true, you kill her. if there's Eidim that she was Mezana after she got married. And a Ketana, you surely don't kill. So here you don't need the Nara to tell me not a Ketana. Right? Therefore, you need it to tell me other places. Here, where it says Nara, what's it called? It means Dafka Nara. But other places where it says Nara without a hay, it means even a Ketana. Ela al kol makom shenemar nara choser, the yolif hachi kan she'i efshar ela benara k'siv nara molet. Here where it's impossible to be a ketana because you wouldn't give her the onesh, so it's only a nara with a hay. La medcha d'chol makom shenemar nara filu ketana b'mashu. But other places where it doesn't say nara with a hay, there it means even a ketana. Okay. Submission. Ha'omer posisi es bito shel ploni. Person comes to court and he admits, I seduced so-and-so's daughter. Mishalim boshes to pgam al piyat, so vein mishalim knas. The halacha is, shir yarshiu neluhim, when it comes to knas, that the beizdin creates the chiyuv. But if he admits to it, not yarshia satsmo, ha'molde b'knas is potter. It's machlokes amorayim, whether molde b'knas, the achar kach bo edim is also potter or not. Is when he's molded, it obliterates the knas, and therefore even if Edim come later on, what's it called, he's potter, or no, he just can't be mechayev himself by his own admission. But if later on Edim comes, so now they're mechayev him. It doesn't, it's not a poter, it's just that he's potter. That's the machlokas. When a person's molded the knas, does that obliterate the knas, and then no matter what happens after that, he's potter? Or no, it just can't be mechayiv in the knas. Something happens later that the Edom will come, then he's chayiv in the knas. That's not over here. But in any case, but molda the knas is potter. So therefore he's chayiv in the boshes of pagam, because that's not knas. That's mamon. And he's potter on the knas. Haomer gonafti. Similarly, a person says, he admits, I stole something. Mishalim is akeren, al piatzmo. Then that's mamon. He has to pay back. We believe him. Adam neman al atzmo. Right, he's believed, and what's it called? He has to pay the money. The ein mishal in tashlumei kefil v'tashlumei arva chamisha. However, if he said I snuck something, then he have to pay kefil. He only pays one time. He doesn't pay the kefil. The kefil's a knas, and knas you don't pay according to your own admission. Same thing. If he admits I stole an animal, shechted it, right, or sold it, where he's have to pay four or five times. So he has to pay them one time, but that's not a knas. And the four or five, the extra times, he doesn't pay. Hey mishorius ploni, o shoro shel ploni. A person admits that his shore killed somebody, or killed somebody else's shore. Hazem mishalim apiatso. He pays for the damages of the person he killed, or the shore that his shore killed. Hey mishori avdo shel ploni. But if a shore kills an eved. Right, you only pay shloshim shkolin, an eved kanani. It's just knas. No matter how much the eved is worth, you pay 30 shekel. Ein mishalim, then he doesn't pay the 30 shekel, because that's a knas. Nein on a mishalim knas al deyatzmo. Zeh haklau, kol a mishalim yeser al mashahizik, ein a mishalim al piyatzmo. The klau is that if you pay, if it's possible to pay more than you damage, the knas is a cross the board. Even if the eved was worth one shekel, you pay 30, then what's it called? Later on we'll see the Gemara says more or less. Right? If you don't pay according to what you damage, but you pay a set amount that's either more or less than you damage, that's called a knas. And then you don't pay on your own admission. Rashi. Posisi bigmara beforish ame lo tana onasti. Why didn't the Gemara say bigger chiddush? Onasti is, I raped somebody's daughter. Why dafka the case of posisi? Ve'ena mishalim knas, above a kama nathkalon mi moda b'knas potter mi asher yarshiun Elohim prat l'marshias atzmo. We learn, it says by knas, asher yarshiun Elohim, that the beizdin will make him chayiv, right? The beizdin will convict him. Mashmal, that if on his own admission, not the beizdin's chiyuv, there's no chiyuv of knas. Hey mishorius ploni v'harini chayiv kofer. If my shore killed somebody, I have to pay kofer. And this man, the Omer holds, Hariza Mishalim al Piyatsan, Kesover Kufra Mamona. This machlokas, whether kofer is mamon, right, is basically paying for the damage that you did to the family by depriving on this guy. So kofer is mamon, or no, kofer is kapara. and therefore it's also what's it called, you don't pay kapara by yourself either. So this Tana holds kufra is mamona, and you pay it on, by your own admission. Avdo shel ploni v'ari chayiv shloshim seller. But if you kill, your shor kills an eved or an ama, you only pay shloshim shkalim across the board, no matter how much the person's worth, how much the eved's worth. Einu mashalim v'knas ninu. Shafilu ein yofed dinner nosin shloshim. Even if the eved is only worth a dinner, you still pay a 30 seller. So the maisa, that's called a knas, and a knas you don't pay on your own.